Double number 35 by Sgt. H. Steak by Dr. Seuss. Ah, sighed Maisie, a lazy bird hatching an egg. I'm tired and I'm bored. I've kinks in my leg from sitting here, just sitting here day after day. It's work. How I hate it. I'd much rather play. I'd take a vacation, fly off for a rest. If I could find someone to sit on my nest. If I could find someone, I'd fly away free. Then Horton the elephant passed by her tree. Hello, called the lazy bird, smiling her best. You've nothing to do, and I do need a rest. Would you like to sit on the egg in my nest? The elephant laughed. Why, of all silly things, I haven't feathers and I haven't wings. Me? On your egg? Why, that doesn't make sense. Your egg is so small, ma'am, and I'm so immense.
Tit tit, answered Maisie. I know you're not small, but I'm sure you can do it. No trouble at all. Just tit it, not on it softly. You're gentle and kind. Come, be a good fellow. I know you won't mind.
I can't, said the elephant.
Please, begged the bird.
I won't be gone long, sir. I give you my word. I'll hurry right back. Why, I'll never be missed.
Very well, said the elephant. Since you insist, you want a vacation. Go, fly off and take it. I'll see it on your egg and I'll try not to break it.
I say, and be faithful. I mean what I say.
Do-do! Sang out Maisie and floated away.
The first thing to do, murmured Horton.
Let's see, the first thing to do is to prop up this tree and make it much stronger. That has to be done before I'll get on it. I'd much wink a turn. Then carefully, gently he grabbed up the trunk of the nest where the little egg slept. The horse and the elephant smiled. Now that's that. And he sat, and he sat, and he sat, and he sat. And he sat all that night, all that day, and he kept the egg warm. And he sat that all night through the terrible storm. It poured, it's lightning, it thundered, it rumbled.
This isn't much fun, the poor elephant grumbled. I wish he'd come back, 'cause I'm cold and I'm wet. I hope that Maisie bird doesn't forget.
But Maisie by this time was far beyond reach, enjoying the sunshine way off in Plum Beach, and having such fun, such wonderful rest, decided she'd never go back to her nest. So Horton kept sitting there day after day, and soon it was autumn, the leaves blew away, and then came the winter, the snow and the sled, and icicles hung from his trunk and his feet. But Horton kept sitting and said with a sneeze,
I say what on the egg and I won't let it freeze. I meant what I said and I said what I meant and elephants they fall 100 breasts.
So poor Horton sat there the whole winter through, and then came the springtime with troubles anew. His friends gave around and they shouted with glee, look, Horton the elephant's up in the tree. They teased him, they turned him, they teased him, they yelled, how absurd, old elephant old horse and the elephant thinks he is a bird.
They laughed and they laughed. Then they all ran away, and Horton was lonely. He wanted to play, but he sat on the egg and he continued to say, I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, an elephant's faithful 100%. No matter what happens, the egg must be tenant. But poor Horton's troubles were far, far from ended. For while Horton sat there, so faithful, so kind, three hunters came sneaking up slowly behind. He heard the man's footsteps. He turned with a strut. Three rifles were aiming right straight at his heart.
Did he run?
He did not. Horton stayed on that nest. He held his head high and he threw out his chest. He looked at the hunters as much as to say, shoot if you must, but I won't run away. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, an elephant's faithful 100%. But the men didn't shoot, much to Horton's surprise. They dropped the three guns and they started with wide eyes.
Look, they all shout. Can such a thing be? An elephant sitting on the top of a tree. It's strange, it's amazing, it's wonderful, new. I don't shoot him. We'll catch him. That's just what we'll do. Let's take him alive.
Well, he's terribly funny. We'll sell him back home to circus for money. And the first thing he knew, they had built a big wagon with ropes on the front for the pullers to drag on. They dug up his tree and they put it inside, with Horton so sad that he practically cried. "Where off?" the man shouted, and off they all went, with Horton unhappy 100%. Up out of the jungles, up into the sky, up over the mountains, 10,000 feet high. Then down the mountains and down to the sea went the cart with the elephant's egg in nest and tree. Then out of a wagon and into a ship and over a ocean. And oh, what a trip! Rolling and tossing and splashing with spray. And Horton said, day after day after day, I meant what I said and I said what I meant. Oh, but oh, I'm sick 100%. After bobbing around for 2 weeks like a cock, they landed at last in the town of New York. All ashore, the men shouted and down with a lark went Horton the elephant style on his perch, tied into a board to called just scarily hold him. Bump! Horton landed and then the men sold him. Sold to the circus. Then, week after week, they showed him to people and 10 cents a peek. They took him to Boston, to Kalamazoo, Chango, Wickham Fan, and Washington too, to Dayton, to Okio, St. Paul's, Minnesota, to Wichita, Kansas, to Drake, North Dakota, and everywhere thousands of folks followed the sea and laughed at the elephant up in a tree. Poor Horton grew sadder the faithful he went, but he said as he sat in the hot, noisy tent. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant, and elephants weigh for 100%.
Then, one day, the circus show happened to reach.
It soon weighed down short into a far from Plum Beach, and soaring a long way up high in the sky.
Who of all people,
shouted Chase to fly by. But that old good-for-nothing bird ran away, Maisie. Still on vacation and sit just as lazy, and spying the flashes and the tents just below. She sang out,
"What fun! We'll go to the show."
And she swooped from the clouds through the open tent door.
"Good traces!" gasped Maisie. "I've seen you before!"
Poor Horton looked up with his face wide as cheek and as clock. He started to speak, but before he couldn't talk, rang out the noises, ear splashing squeeze from the egg that he'd sat on for 51 weeks. A tramping, a bumping, a wild alive scratching.
"My egg!"
shouted Horton.
"My egg! Why it's hatching!
But it's mine!" screamed the bird. When she heard the egg crack, its work was all down. Now she wanted it back.
"It's my egg," she stuttered. "You stole it from me! Get off of my nest and get off of my tree!"
Poor Horton backed down with a sad, heavy head.
But at that very instant, the egg bounced, appeared, and out of the pieces of red and white sheet from the egg that he'd sat on so long and so well, Horton the elephant saw something whiz. It had ears and tail and a trunk just like his.
The people came shouting, What's all this about?" They looked and they started with their ears popping out. Then they cheered and they cheered and they cheered more and more. Then they'd never seen anything like it before.
"My goodness, my graces," they all shouted, "my world! It's something brand new. It's an elephant bird.
It should be like that, because Horton was faithful. He sat and he sat. He meant what he said and he said what he meant. And they sent him home happy. 100%.